Hello, Prepare to Answer community. I've just taken this opportunity as I'm waiting on my wife here in the car to just do a little update on where on earth is Prepare to Answer been? Where on earth have I been? I'm not sure there's too many people scratching their heads wondering where it is. You're kind of getting on with your busy lives, just looking into many other things, I'm sure. But yeah, where have I been? I was looking at my last podcast there. It was 12th of July. So it's been a while, but I know I always seem to say this. But it's been a really, really, really eventful period of time. Things are starting to try us, and I really do feel like I've had a few recently. I've had an extremely busy summer. A lot of good stuff, like teaching, I was sharing about, going off to serve at preteen camp. Off on holiday, just back from that there last week as well. But just a big event happened in the middle of all that. A really tragic event, actually. I lost my stepdad. Had died, 63-year-old man. He was healthy and well, no hospital admissions, no real significant health conditions, and really was nothing wrong with him, essentially, other than just a few minor ailments. And he just developed a bile perforation, and unfortunately it developed sepsis. So really tragic, traumatic circumstances that I've been dealing with, and really just trying to process it, to be honest. So that, amongst many other things, as I say, has put a bit of a dampener on things that I've been doing. But I would say, and again, I always say this also, that it's not, there's probably a lot of material in my head right now, probably more than I can even relay right now. There's a lot of stuff, and there is particularly, I was going to do the next podcast on really my lesson I've learned really from the life of my stepdad, really. What have I learned? Acutely anyway, what have I learned from my time with him? Just my immediate lesson. There will be more will follow, but what is the immediate thing I've learned from it? I'll follow up on the next podcast with it, and it's really going to be entitled Making the Most of Every Opportunity. Today's podcast is simply Where on Earth Have I Been? Just to explain where I've been and also to share just what's coming up. But yeah, the next one's going to be called Making the Most of Every Opportunity. And I've shared stuff like that before. We know that's the scripture from Colossians 4. But yeah, it's definitely something I've learned in my time with my stepdad. Because what's the purpose of this podcast? Well, yeah, I want to teach. I love the Word of God. But at the end of the day, it's to see people converted, to see souls saved, to see people's consciences wiped clean, to see people's lives transformed, to see people inherit an eternal life, to people to know that they no longer need to fear death. This is the reasons why I do this. But you know what? You're going to have everyday encounters that you've got to reflect on. Whether it be just a conversation at a bus stop or in work. Whether it be someone that's ill health, your own ill health. Maybe it's that in this circumstance like mine, someone dies and you really have to reflect on what's happening. So I've got some reflections on that. This is just a chance to explain what I've been doing. I will follow up very, very soon with that. And many other things as well. So I hope we are reaching out. I hope we're feeling encouraged by the word of the Lord, by every word that comes from God's mouth. That's what I've had to really trust on in this period recently, just where I've had questions. Questions about why God would let things happen, why they happened the way they did, maybe why prayer was or wasn't answered. I've had the soul search. I've had to ask questions. And I've had to rely upon the things that I do day to day to help myself when in difficult circumstances. Obviously, a lot of people around you helps, but also, and I would say this just strongly today, where on earth have I been? Well, I've been digging into the Word of God, and that's where we need to be. That's where we always need to be, and that's where all the answers lie for this life, what lies ahead. None of us know what's happening tomorrow, where a mist that appears and then vanishes. I've always known that, but again, we'll have periods in our life where that becomes even more evident than ever. So anyway, where on earth have I been? Well, that's a bit of a summary about some of the stuff that's been going on. And there's even more things. But anyway, that's the main things. Where have I been? And again, been in the Word of God. Getting strengthened in the Word of God. And coming up with many ideas and thoughts about how we can strengthen ourselves and reach out to those around us. And again, just to be back again very soon with reflections on, yeah, just really tragic circumstances in my own life. So please pray for my own family. It would be great. My mum as well, fantastic, and I'll be back again with you all very soon. Thanks for tuning in today for this very brief podcast. It's just a bit of an update, and I await further lessons soon. With you all again soon. Many thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.